Hello, dear citizens, and welcome to a very special episode of Radiotopia Plus. I'm your host, Julie Shapiro, executive producer of Radiotopia. And this month, we're bringing a brand new podcast into the network, Adultish. It's a culture and advice show for almost adults and the young at heart, and you wise old souls, too, and everyone in between. To help give Adultish a big warm welcome, we asked Radiotopia producers about their childhood dream jobs, starting, of course, with Nige and Merck, brand new Radiotopians and the super hosts of Adultish from YR Media.
So I wanted to be an elementary school teacher, but specifically for the second grade. Yeah, because when I was in second grade, we had a slumber party with our animals. Like, we didn't actually stay overnight, but the teachers were like, oh, bring your stuffed animals to school. And then the next day, the animals were in, like, different positions and different places in the classroom. Okay. So if I could recreate that for second graders, I mean, that's just something I wanted to do when I was younger.
I wanted to be a firefighter, like, ever since I was little. I just loved, like, the, like, whole brotherhood of, like, the whole thing. Like,
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all the toxic masculinity. just, like, running up and down, like, the fire tower and working out all the time and, like, cooking for, like, all, like, the people at the station. I don't know. I thought it was really dope.
Until, getting that pole action,
Yeah, exactly. That's, like, that's a very slept-on part of the job.
My dream job when I was a kid was to be the voice of a cartoon character. I think watching the Ghostbusters cartoon was when I first started paying attention to the idea that it was a thing that actual people did. Because the voices in the show belonged to people whose names I knew. And I thought that just seemed like the coolest job. And I guess in the end, I did end up using my voice for my job. So just imagine that what you're hearing right now is the voice of a cartoon. That I am a talking otter who lives in the city and makes podcasts. And then my dreams basically come true.
I remember when I was 5, I said to my family, I want to be an art, because I didn't know the word artist yet. And I really like drawing. And also my dad's a sculptor, so maybe I thought, family business. And then I think my parents were afraid because the family business was not a lucrative one. And then when I was 10 and I started listening to the radio late at night in secret, I just really wanted to be on the radio. And then the radio industry wouldn't give me a job, so I became a podcaster.
When I was a kid, I wanted to draw comic strips. You know, the comic strips for the newspapers, because I thought that seemed like the coolest job, because you interacted with your audience on a daily basis. No one really knew how important you were, because you weren't like front page, you were more back page. And it seemed like a really cool job to have.
I mean, it's absurd because I'm terrible. I can't sing a note, but I remember telling my family that I was going to be a singer.
Like a
pop star?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe a rock star.
Yeah. I wanted to be an actress. It's so cheesy. But I feel like actually for a lot of journalists, there are latent theatrical.
Oh, yeah.
Like they couldn't be an actor, but then, so they're a journalist because that's, you know, whatever, it's a real job. And then they're a broadcast journalist.
Right.
That's what I ended up being. And now I see, like, it's so obvious, like, that's why.
Well, there's performative aspects to both of those dreams, right?
For sure.
Like, we're sitting here in front of a mic.
Yes,
you spent
we are.
A good portion of your career in front of a camera.
Yep.
And now we've kept it real. Calm down a little bit. Became very serious podcasters.
Very serious podcasters.
I wanted to be an artist, which, like, I pictured, you know, smock and palette of paints on my hand, drawing pictures. I pretty much viewed art as being able to draw good, you know, being able to do an exact representation of whatever you were drawing. That was what I believe would be my path to artistic stardom.
The first thing I ever just had this burning desire to be was an actor. That was when I was probably 6. And then I wanted to be a magician. And that was when I was like 7 and 8. And then I wanted to be a puppeteer after that. I was really in the Muppets for a couple years. Then I wanted to design computer games because Pac-Man came out and it totally blew my mind. And then when I became a little older, you know, 12 or 13, and I started paying more attention to pop music, then I just wanted to write songs all the time.
You know, I've always wanted to be a short order cook because I love to cook eggs. I don't eat eggs for no good reason, except I've just never... I'll eat eggs and things. But I've always wanted to be a short order cook. And when I was a little girl, I used to make eggs and... all different types, scrambled, fried, poached, and I would put them on plates and kind of present them. And my mother and father would get home and there'd be 6 plates of eggs that I cooked all of them. And it gave me such pleasure to cook an egg.
I thought you were going to take your chance here to do your story. Sometimes people will say, like, oh, how did you get into this? And then she'll say, like...
Ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to ask people questions.
I wanted to be a writer, and here I am. No, I did. I wanted to be a writer. I won a writing contest in 4th grade. We had this Write Your Own Book contest every year, and I won it in 4th grade at Palmer River Elementary in Rehoboth, Massachusetts. And supposedly, my book, Hank Stevens, CIA, by Nate DeMeo, is still on the shelves there because all of the winners are. So if you're in Rehoboth, Massachusetts, apparently you can read my first published work.
I watched the TV show. There was a TV show, Battle of the Network Stars, and they got to run an obstacle course, right? They ran through tires and, like, climbed in, like, swam in mud, and they did all this stuff. But to be on this athletic-ish show, you had to be an actor on, like, a shitty sitcom. And so, like, I wanted to be an actor because of Battle of the Network Stars.
When I was growing up, I either wanted to be a disc jockey or the first woman on the Supreme Court. Music and justice.
When I was a kid, my dream job was to run a podcast network. Ha, just kidding. I wanted to do anything and everything related to horses. Still do, in fact. Of course, a lot of things change when you're a young adult and life starts coming at you full speed. And as we all know, it keeps that pace pretty steadily. Which is why we are so overjoyed to welcome Adultish into the Radiotopia family. Besides Merck and Nige being bright new talents in the podcast environment, they're here to help all of us figure out how to grow up. Whatever stage of life you're in, go check out Adultish from YR Media and Radiotopia. And why not tell a friend or family member about it over dinner, tonight? You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, or wherever you do your listening. Then head over to the Radiotopia Citizens Facebook group to let us know what you think about our brand new show. Until next time, happy listening, happy learning from Nige and Merck, and thank you so much for supporting Radiotopia.
I used to have these boots when I was a little kid, and I would put on my little firefighter boots, and I'd be naked, and I had a firefighter helmet.
What?
And I'd dance in my front yard on the lawn naked when I was like 3 years old.
Someone call 911. That little boy is having too good of a time.
Little boy is hot.
He's hot.
Put him out.
Radiotopia. From PNAS.